Good morning, my beautiful and handsome warriors. Let's talk about failure. How to reframe it and see it not as something negative, but rather as a crucial step towards success. This is one of the hardest mental blocks to get over, but it's so important. Let's dive in. Failure is success in disguise. It's hard to convince yourself to show up again and again when all you see is setbacks and disappointment. But you have to be willing to show up and be willing to fail not just once, but again and again and again. I know, failing sucks. No one wants to do it, but I'm telling you, it is an inevitable part of any journey towards a big, audacious goal. Just think about when you eventually cross that final finish line and look back. It will make total sense why there were so many failures along the way. From that vantage point, those failures look like necessary stepping stones. But in the present moment, in the heat of battle, failing feels discouraging, pointless, and senseless. We want to see clear progress. Failures don't provide that immediate payoff and gratification. This requires trusting in the long game. When you're failing repeatedly at something, it's so easy to start questioning if you're even on the right path. You start doubting if success is truly possible for you. You think, maybe I'm not cut out for this. These thoughts are totally normal. We all have them, but they are lies. Your mind tries to tell you to keep you safely in your comfort zone. So don't buy into it. The reality is, it's not enough to just think positively about success. You have to take consistent action. Put in the reps and be willing to deal with the failures, disappointments, and setbacks along the way. People will talk trash about you. Haters will hate you. Haters will talk badly about you and tell you to stop trying. But never, never listen to any of those negativities. No one wants to actually go through any of these stuff. But it's an inevitable cost you must pay to make real progress. For example, learning a musical instrument. Think about learning to play an instrument like the guitar. When you first start out, you sound absolutely awful. Your fingers hurt. You can't make chords properly. You're out of tune and out of time. It's just failure after failure. But if you stick with it through those painful beginner stages, keeping the long-term vision of playing your favorite songs, eventually, those failures turn into successes. The awful noises become music. That's the progress. Or take public speaking as an example. The first time you get in front of an audience, you're a sweaty, a stuttering mess. You stumble over words, lose your train of thoughts, and want to crawl into a hole when it's over. Totally embarrassing. But successful speakers tell you that they bombed tons of speeches early on before getting good. Each failure was just part of the learning curve towards becoming confident and impactful on stage. The same thing with learning how to dance. When you first started, you're not gonna be on time. You misstep, you miss a note, you don't even listen to music. You don't do your move correctly. But over time, you understand the music, you understand the step, you understand the moves, you understand how to lead or follow your partner properly. You can't become great if you're not willing to fail. Is it just an inevitable cost that everyone has to pay? Learning how to ride a bike. Most kids don't nail balancing on a bike perfectly the first time. Fails and wobbles are part of the process before they can pedal off in confidence. Job searching, sending out numerous resumes, and facing rejections is often demoralizing. Yet, Each interview or unsuccessful application offers practice and refines the approach until the right fit comes along. Cooking a new dish, burning your first attempt at a fancy dish doesn't make you a bad cook. It helps you learn what not to do and adjust your technique next time. Building relationships. Finding fulfilling relationships and romantic partnerships usually involves some disappointments and lessons learned. So how do we develop mental strength to persist through failure? It comes down to deeply trusting in the process and the journey. You have to trust that if you just keep showing up, keep swinging, keep putting one foot in front of the other, the success will eventually come. It's not about believing it will happen overnight or that you won't experience painful failures. It's about believing that whatever you go through, good or bad, is exactly what you need at each and every step. Think of it like climbing a mountain blindfolded. You can't see the final summit, but you have to trust your guides. Take things one step at a time and not get discouraged when you trip or lose your footing at times. As long as you keep get back up and keep trekking, you'll get there eventually. At the end of the day, I feel like genuine success boils down to your ability to survive the challenging times. Anyone can keep going when things are easy and smooth, but the biggest winners are those who somehow don't quit when failure punches them in the gut repeatedly. It's about getting a little bit better at your craft each day, improving 1% at a time through the failures. That's how you make it. So I leave you with this. Show up every day. Fail forward. Trust in the climbing process even when you can't see the top. Because it's the ability to survive the most difficult steps that will lead you to the success you desperately crave. That's what separates the winners from everybody else. My friends, let's embrace the failures. Expect them. Even welcome them with open arms, because each step is secretly propelling you towards your ultimate success. Don't run from the failures or beat yourself up over them. Confront them head on, study them, and use them as rocket fuel to blast you closer to your dreams. The path won't be easy, but nothing worthwhile ever is. There will be moments when you want to quit, when the failures seem too demoralizing to continue. But don't give up. Dig deeper in those times. Find your reserve tank of grit and persistence. Trust that if you just keep showing up imperfectly every day, putting one foot in front of the other, your failures will transform into progress. All great success stories are built on the foundations of failure after failure after failure. Yours will be no different. So my darling, fail on, fail gloriously and often, because it's those failures that will someday pave the beautiful road to your greatest successes. They are nothing to be feared or discouraged by. Embrace them as signs that you're truly living, rather than playing it safe in mediocrity. I believe in you. We are all in this beautifully fraught journey called life together. So don't give up. Hang on it. And remember, failure is success in progress. And until next time, thank you for listening.